Come on, break it out. How about an iPad or an iPhone or a cell phone of some sort? Anybody here with a flip phone? If you have a flip phone, you have to leave right now. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. We love our flip phone people. You guys with the flip phones and the buttons this big. You know, they sell them to AARP members, I'm pretty sure. Somewhere. Whoa, whoa. Hey, hold up. Calm down. Just a joke, man. I'm going to come and talk to you. I want the translation for whatever that was when we're done. But all right, open it up to 1 Chronicles chapter 28. You're going to like this message. This is part two to what we talked about last week, which was say yes to fulfilling dreams. Because everybody in here has a dream. Doesn't matter how old or young you are, you have a dream, right? And so if you have a dream, you need to fulfill it. It's not good enough just to have a dream, but it is something we must fulfill. So that was last week. And last week we learned that God is the dream giver. We are the dream receiver. Dreams come when we encounter God. And when we have a dream from God, it gives us a new sense of destiny and purpose for our life. Okay? That's how we get the dreams. Here we're going to talk about the commitments of a dream finisher. How many of you can say, you know what, I'm a dream finisher. I want to be a dream finisher. All right, me and you six, we're dream finishers. The rest of you, just kidding. All right, 1 Chronicles 28. King David gives his son Solomon the commitments of a dream finisher in 28, verse 20. And we're going to see the instructions that you have to follow in order to finish the dream God has given us. So 28 and verse 20, we're just going to do one verse. And I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation. Says this in verse 20, 1 Chronicles 28. Then David continued. He's talking to Solomon. Be strong and courageous and do the work. Don't be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. He will see to it that all the work related to the temple of the Lord is finished correctly. Now I want to read it to you in the Message. David continued to address Solomon. Take charge. Take heart. Don't be anxious or get discouraged. God, my God, is with you in this. He won't walk off and leave you in the lurch. He's at your side until every last detail is completed for conducting the worship of God. So point number one is be strong. Be strong. In order to finish the dream and be a dream finisher, the dream God has given you, be strong. As dreamers, we have to take a firm hold of what God has given us. This means that we're determined to do whatever God asks us to do in order to fulfill the dream. The Holy Spirit within us enables us with all the power and strength we need to grasp hold of the God dream in our lives. We take hold of God's ability when we grab it. How many of you would like to have God's ability? Do you know that it's available to you? That you can grab hold of it today, taking hold of God's ability and just grasping it with a firm hand. Be strong. How about taking hold of God's resources? Come on, Jesus, we need some of those God resources. I want to take hold of those things. How about his grace and power and supernatural provision? God has supernatural provision. I've heard so many stories of people that needed something supernaturally. One of them was Scott, Big Scott in the sound booth. When he drove from I don't know where across the nation to L.A., I think, right? Scott was a drummer, and he had the, what did you have, a Volkswagen bus? And he's, I don't know why that made me laugh, but he's in a Volkswagen bus, and he's driving here, and he doesn't have gas. But he just believed God that he needed to get here, and so he just kept driving, and the gas gauge never emptied. Come on, Jesus. You think God doesn't have a full tank of gas for us? Come on. Supernatural provision. Now, this does not mean that I have the power to move forward or accomplish things in my own strength. It's not what it means. Rather, it's by faith in his power within us, by the Holy Spirit. How many of you understand that? That you have the power of the Holy Spirit inside of you, and you're grabbing hold of that power and saying, God, I want everything you have for me. This is what we're talking about. Not what I can do. It's God, what you can do. It's by faith that we grab hold of all of his promises to us. It's by faith. You believe it. God, you've promised me these things, and I take hold of it in Jesus' name. You believe it. Promises like Isaiah 41:10, where God says, "Don't be afraid, for I'm with you. Don't be discouraged, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." That's a good place to say amen. If you were looking for an amen spot, that's a good one. Or Zechariah 4:6, "Not by might, not by power, but my spirit, says the Lord." It's not by our might or what we can do. Not by what is visible to us or the wealth around us. The strength to take hold is by the power of God, not by the power of men. Trust God to take hold as you yield to his power in your life. How many of you just need to take hold this morning? Come on. You just need to grab hold of what God has promised you. You need to grab hold of the destiny and the dream and the future that God has for you. So take hold of the dream with a strong hand. That's number one, be strong. Number two, be courageous. Regain your strength and take aggressive action today. How many of you felt like in the worship time this morning you regained some strength? I could feel it, man. I could feel the presence and power of God upon myself, and I could feel myself gaining strength, going from glory to glory, and just moving in what God's called me to do. When David said these words to Solomon, you know, be courageous, Solomon, the challenge was great. The dream was only a thought. It was only a God idea. The dream to do what? He's building the very first temple ever built. God says, this is what you're going to do. The temple is not yet built, and all the resources that he needs are not there yet. They're not even available yet. Did you know that? All the resources were not even there yet. David was saying to Solomon, find your place of courage and move ahead to fulfill the dream. Find your place of courage and move ahead to fulfill the dream. Was the first temple ever built? I'm going to try this. In Hebrew, it was called the Beit Hamikdash. Hold on. All right, hold on. The Beit Hamikdash. Get better? No? Still close? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anyway, that was the first temple. That was the Hebrew word. It had never been done before. The dream to build the first of something for God's people. Think about it. Has God called you to be the first to build something? Maybe you would be the first one in your family ever to do something that was incredible or extraordinary. Maybe you'd be the first person in your entire family line ever to do something incredible or amazing for God. Is this a first time for you? Something that's never been done before. Something brand new. How about an invention or something like that? Could this new thing be the first to ever happen in your life? Has God put a first dream in your heart? You know what God would say to you if that's the truth? Take courage, get up and do it. Be bold. Grow stronger as you face the dream surrendered to God. How many of you know that that's exactly what will happen? That if you were to surrender your life to God today, that every single day of your life, you will go stronger as you look head on into that dream that God has given you. Because it's not by my might, not by my power, but by his spirit. All I got to do is surrender to that. Just let go. Surrender. We must stand our ground in faith and do what God has called us to do. How many of you know that's true? You got to stand your ground, man. Because the moment that you decide to go for the dreams God has given you, doesn't adversity rise up immediately? The very moment that you say yes, immediately there's struggle, isn't there? But we've got to stand our ground because it's not by our might or power, it's by the Spirit of God within us, which is all power, almighty, all might, everything. And we've got to stand our ground and say, I'm going to go for it, God. I am not going to be discouraged from what you've called me to do. There's no problem or challenge that can defeat us. No vision is insurmountable to those filled with God-given courage. How many of you can say amen to that? Take aggressive action today. That means grab hold of it. You take aggressive action. That's number two. Number three, be strong and courageous. And then he says, do the work. Uh-oh. You say, what, God? You want me to do something? He says, do the work. And so I want to say to you, live in the faith zone, not the safe zone. Come on, turn to somebody and say, live in the faith zone, not the safe zone. Come on. We live safe too often, do we not? It's safe, it's comfortable, but I like it, God. It's so great. Right here, me and you, Jesus. It's a safe zone. Listen to this. In 1988, the Wieden and Kennedy Group was meeting with Nike employees. And sitting there in the meeting, executives from Wieden Kennedy, executives from Nike, they were all there. It was an advertising meeting. And the employees from Wieden Kennedy said, you know, you Nike guys, you guys just do it. And that's how it came about. It was that simple. You guys just do it. You know what I mean? And next thing you know, that's their slogan. Yeah, we do. We just do it. Just do it. And they swoosh and just do it. And they went. And man, Nike has just been doing it for a long time. I don't know about you, but I wear Nike tennis shoes because they are, for me, the best. All the rest of you, you guys, no, I'm kidding. How many of you like Nike shoes? Come on. Well, just do it. So King David says this to Solomon 1,000 years ago. Come on, Solomon, just do it. Take the dream and do it. Make it happen. Perform the task. This is the faith zone and not the safe zone. This is the attitude of every dreamer in Scripture. Every dreamer in the Bible you could think of was a person that had to just do it. They were wearing Nike sandals back in those days. Come on. Pump, you know. Pump. Woo! Yeah, pumping up their sandals. Do it. This is the faith zone and not the safe zone. Every dreamer throughout history was a faith zone person, not a safe zone person. Did you know that? They were not safe zoners. They were faith zoners. This is the attitude of every dreamer. Live in the safe zone. If we live in the safe zone, it robs us. You know what it robs us of? If we live in the safe zone, it will rob us of those moments and memories in our own personal history that are amazing. Because safe zone, you'll never see anything incredible in the safe zone. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. And faith requires that we leave the safe zone. You have to. You have to leave the safe zone. And you have to experience what God is calling you to do. So you have to get out of the safe zone. Let's put to rest, and I said this morning, let's put to rest the I can't and I can't and I don't excuses. We have enough I can'ts and I don'ts in our lives. What I don't have, and I can, and what I shouldn't, and I'm nah. Turn to somebody and just go, I'm nah, nah. Some of you did that. I'm amazed. Some of you actually did that. So let's put those things to rest. Great dreamers start where they are and they move into the future. Dreamers like David, Noah, Abraham, and others. So let's put our faith and our trust and our lives in God's hands. We can hear it, we can obey it, and just do it, right? You may be sitting here this morning and you're thinking, man, I have heard from God, and I have yet to obey. Do you know that God will just keep speaking to you until the day you do? He was probably telling the colonel, start doing fried chicken, like ever since he was like 14. You better
do fried chicken. Fried chicken.
And he's probably hearing it, you know, but he didn't do it till he was 60 years old. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He started KFC and dadgum colonel, man, more chicken than anybody else. So just do it today. But what if you are 60 and you've been hearing it since you're 14? Well, just do it today. Put your faith and your trust in God's hands. Hear it, obey it, and do it. We're living in the faith zone and not the safe zone. That was man. Thank you. Oh, man. That was an amen and a half. Point number four. Don't be afraid or discouraged. Listen to this. Reject intimidation and doubt relentlessly. Do you know that you have to be relentless with intimidation and doubt? Because this is what the enemy does. He intimidates and he messes with us and he wants doubt in there because where there's doubt, there's no faith. You have to reject that relentlessly. The fear of acting upon our dreams will paralyze our lives. Did you know that? You become paralyzed, stuck in the safe zone. I remember when I was growing up, you know, and you're young, and pretty much the only thing on the mind of a young man is a young woman. And the last thing you'd ever want to be is trapped in the friend zone with a girl, especially a really good-looking girl. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what I'm talking about? You get stuck in the friend zone, man, and you like this girl, and so you're putting everything you can into it, and you get trapped in the friend zone. You're going on dates with her and stuff, and she thinks you're like her best buddy. And when you realize you are stuck in the friend zone, it is crushing to you. This woman doesn't like me at all for nothing but a dadgum friend. And you know what? It's crushing. It paralyzes you. You're just like, can't move. And now you're afraid you might get stuck in the friend zone again with the next girl. And so you do something stupid and you go over the edge too far and she just kicks you to the curb like a jackrabbit because she doesn't want nothing to do with you. Because you thought you'd get stuck in the friend zone. It paralyzes you. Move past the paralysis. Okay? Be courageous. Resist intimidation and doubt relentlessly. Don't get trapped or paralyzed. Fear is a binding attitude that stops us from moving forward. Did you know that? It will bind us and keep us from moving forward. Fear does that. Fear shrinks God's dreams down to human can-do sizes. You have any can-do dreams? Probably not God's dreams. Fear prevents God-sized dreams from being fulfilled. To fulfill God-sized dreams, we have to reject fear and intimidation with all our might. We have to embrace faith in huge amounts. Our God has huge amounts of faith, and he wants to increase our faith level. Fear is the emotional response to new challenges. It is the emotional response to the possibility of failure. Every one of us have faced fear at one point in our life. Every one of us have had a big challenge that we needed to face, and we got afraid to do it. Every single one of us, I've been there. You've experienced it in your life, but we can... You know what? The past is the past. We can learn from it and say, all right, this time I'm going to do it in God's strength and not my own. Here's God's response to fear. Here's how God sees fear. This is from Psalms, Isaiah, and Zechariah. Number one, I will not be afraid. I will fear no evil. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. Fear not, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, I will help you. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I mean, all over the scriptures. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed. Do not fear, let your hand be strong. This is, God is like constantly telling us, don't be afraid. And we still do. Isn't it great that God has infinite strength? Or he'd probably just be like, don't be afraid. I've told you 8 million times. But he just keeps, man, don't be afraid. I'm with you. I got this. I'm with you. I'm partnering with you. So fear not. Reject fear. Look fear in the face. Listen to this quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you stop to look fear in the face. Right? You must do the thing which you think you cannot do. That's a pretty powerful statement. You stop and you look fear in the face. Change your circumstances today by changing your attitude from fear to faith. Change your attitude from fear to faith. What will you not let go of? Change your attitude from fear to faith. What will you not pursue? Change your attitude from fear to faith. Reject every voice of intimidation and doubt relentlessly. Number five, there's only two more. Do not be discouraged. Resist attitudes that beat you down. To be discouraged means to lose heart, to be at a loss of how to deal with something. The Hebrew word for discouraged here means to be demoralized, broken, or beaten down. When we allow ourselves to move past fear to discouragement, we are overcome by the obstacles we face. When we allow fear to become so huge in our life that it settles in upon us to become discouragement, you're on your way to a breakdown. We are losing the ability to achieve the dream God has given us. Our dreams become like a glass shattered in the street in a million pieces. We must not allow the spirit of discouragement to take hold in our lives and blur our future. That's what discouragement does. It will blur your future. When we grab hold of the dream God has given us, we will face greater obstacles. There will be greater mountains to climb, greater risk, and greater chances of failure. Hear these words in John 14, 27. Jesus said, "I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." Think about it. Nothing communicates more greatly what and how we believe than the attitude of faith. Let me say that again. Nothing communicates more greatly what and how we believe than the attitude of faith. Get rid of fear and discouragement in your life today. With God, all things are possible, no matter how great or small. Faith understands that God is for us and not against us. Resist every attitude and attempt to beat you down. Don't listen to people that want to beat you down. Don't surround yourself with dream crushers. Don't do it. They're negative. They crush every dream that ever comes your way. You can't do it. You're not good enough. It'll never happen. Don't surround yourself with negative people. Everybody's bad. Everything is bad. Nobody's good enough. Ah, yada, yada. Down the line. Kick them out. But do it with a foot of love. Nike pump sandals, the shoe of love, the left foot of fellowship. Number 6, the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Number 6 is, remember, your partner is Yahweh. Come on. This is who you're linked. This is who your partner. He's linked up with you, man. He's living up inside you. He's all up in your business. Yahweh. He's the dream giver. We're the dream receiver. He is in this dream with us. He's all about seeing the dream he's given us become a reality. He is Jehovah Yahweh, our partner in the dream, our God. Now, that was a good place to say amen if you were looking for one. Psalm 9:10. Those who know your name trust in you. For you, O Lord, do not abandon those who search for you. Yahweh or Jehovah is found in the Old Testament 6,519 times. It signifies his redemptive covenant-keeping promises to his redeemed people. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. The Greek equivalent means Lord, Master, or absolute ruler. To Moses, the name of God became the passport to fulfilling the dream God had given him. God said to Moses, "You go tell them that I am sent you. I am what I am, or I'll be what I'll be." God is saying to Moses, "I will show you who and what I am, by who and what I will be to you and through you. I will be with you, and I will be all that is necessary as the need arises." This is our God who has given us the dream, and he has partnered with us to fulfill it. Whatever need comes up, whatever obstacle shows itself in our way, whatever piece or part is needed, God has it or he will be it. Did you know that? God has it or he will be it. And he sends Moses, "Oh yeah, you go to these people and you're going to free them." He goes, "What?" God says, "You tell them, I am sent you." What? And he went and he did. God did exactly what he said he would do. And he used everything that he needed. Anything Moses needed, God did it. You want frogs? Frogs. You want to mess with this staff? Boom, eat all the other staffs. God did it through Moses and in Moses. And he showed himself in Moses. Don't you know that God will show himself in you as you grab hold of the dream God has given you? He's there with every resource you need. Whatever obstacle, whatever part, God will be it or he has it. God is with us whatever is necessary or whatever is needed. We should be extending our borders and expanding our vision as we get in faith with God. Should we not? Maybe our borders are a little bit too small. Maybe our vision is a little bit too small. Maybe we should be expanding our vision. Hold up. Yahweh's my partner. I'm sorry, I didn't really realize that. Let's go ahead and take that vision out to farther than I can see it because I got all the resources that I need and more than enough. He lives up to his name. He will not fail us. He will not come up short. He does not disappoint. He will not leave us in our time of need. He has huge things in store for us. What we can see him doing is never as great as what we cannot see him doing.
What?
Let me say that again. I just blew my own mind. What we can see him doing is never as great as what we cannot see him doing. He's doing so many things behind the scenes and all over the place. And he's just working things out and doing things. And we don't even know that it's happening. But you said yes to the God dream. And so he said yes to everything behind the scenes. He's back there working and moving and showing up and doing things. And sometimes we're like, I could never do it. And God's like, but I'm over here kicking butt right left for you. You've got to see it through the eyes of faith. He has huge things in store for us. Remember, God is with us. He's in this with us. Your partner is Yahweh. Think about it. Say that to the situation. Hold up, but my partner is Yahweh. How can I possibly lose this dream that he gave to me? Be a dream finisher. Say yes to it. Say yes to God. Say yes to finishing the dream. Don't lose out. Don't be discouraged. Don't let the enemy win. Fight those attitudes and those mindsets. Believe it. How many of you believe it this morning? How many of you have faith to believe it? What if Yahweh's in this dream with me? I should be expanding my borders. Would you stand up with me and let's pray together? Amen. If you're part of the prayer team, come on up. We always give you the opportunity every meeting to get personal prayer over your life. And you may need a prophetic word or maybe just need some sort of insider pouring into your life. Every person on our prayer team up here can hear from God, can speak prophetically over you. They can minister healing over you or anything you need. So after we pray, then you're just released to come up. And all you do is if someone's in front of you, just get in line or go to a different team. But let's pray together. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we know that you are our partner in this. And we say yes to fulfilling the dream and being a dream finisher in Jesus' name. We know that should any need arise or anything come up, God, you have everything that we need. You have every supply, every part, and every piece. So we receive that right now in Jesus' name. Father, expand our vision and expand our borders. Give us a higher vision. Help us to come up higher with you and see things from your perspective, God, so that we are looking down now at the vision rather than wondering what it is. We want to come up with you, God, and see it. We refuse, God, to limit you in any way. We refuse to use limiting speech or receive and accept limiting thoughts. We refuse it in Jesus' name. We say yes to the vision. We say yes to the dream. We say yes to the provision. We say yes to the resources. We say yes to expansion. We say yes to faith. We receive and speak faith in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.